This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, it's Jamie. Gosh, your voicemail is so soothing. I kind of want to just call it when I'm having a bad day and, like, reflect and meditate. Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, boy. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, the annual presentation for the American Institute of Architects 16th annual Architect Tours. We've got two architects and an engineer coming on in the second segment. And of course, I had to make a joke about two architects and an engineer walking to a bar. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. Quick comment on a sale. It listed, well, let me first read the agent only, the private remarks. This property is positioned for a quick sale so that the owners can secure their replacement property. Can you, and this is me talking, can you underprice in this market? Probably not. They listed for $2,595,000. In 9 days, they were in escrow, and it sold for $2,750,000. That's a considerable sum over asking. So it begs the question, can you underprice in this market? And I think not. Before we get into the year-to-date, is that a Tinder app? Maybe that could be a new dating service, year-to-date. I have been tracking pending sales every week forever, but 73 weeks ago, I decided to throw in the median price of said pending. In other words, at the end of the week, for the week ending September 19th, 2025, the 38th week of the year, how many listings were in escrow? And what was the median price of that group of listings? Well, the number is 64. Last week was 70. I'd say the last 6 weeks we were in the 70s. A couple of months ago it was 83. That might be the highest in the 73 weeks. And we've had a few in the 60s and a few in the 70s the last, I'd say, 8 weeks. So this is 64. Last week it was 70. But the median price is $2,860,000 for the 64 listings in escrow. Now, that they all won't sell for asking. Some will sell for under asking. Some will sell for over asking, as the example I just gave you. Last week, the median price was $2,788,000. Before that, $2.6, $2.5, $2.5. So it bounces. It bounces around. But it could portend what the closings will be. And speaking of which, year-to-date median price, $2,475,000, which is up 10% of last year's median price, $2,250,000. And the year before that, it was $2,250,000. And the year before that, it was $2,273,000. So again, remember, the 3 years, 22, 23, and 24, very similar medium prices. Not a lot of fluctuation. This year is a bump up. Yes, driven mostly by Montecito and Hope Ranch, but even without them, a bump. And it'll be interesting to see how we finish the rest of this year. As mentioned, 24 dropped just because of the last month of the year. 2024 through November 29th, it was $2,250,000, just like it is today. And yet, it dropped to $2.2 million. It makes no sense, and it's deceiving. So again, 24, 23, and 22, those 3 years, median price was closer to $2,250,000, $2,225,000, and 2022 ended at $2,212,000, 2023 ended at $2,000,000, just under $2,224,000. And 2024, shockingly, dropped to $2.2 million because of the last four weeks of the year. It's bizarre. So where will we be at week 52? We're now at $2,475,000, median price up 10%. 17.4 sales per week. That's up almost 16% from last year, and last year was up 11.5% from the year before. But 2023 was down 28% from 2022, and 2022 was down 34% from 2021, but 2021 was the insane unicorn year. You can't even believe the number of sales and what happened. It ended up almost over 26 sales, but the first 38 weeks of the year in 2021, it was 28.3 sales per week. So this 2021 just shot up. Looking back over the last 9 years, the number of sales out of the last 9 years, you had five went higher and four went fewer. But unfortunately, as mentioned, the last 2 years, you had 28% and 34% fewer sales 2 years in a row. So that put us into the 2023 sales, 13.5 sales per week, and then up to 15, and now up to 17.4. So good to see more sales, still historically low. But looking back to 2015, it's hard to believe the first 38 weeks of the year, single-family home, South Coast, 1,155. 1,155. And through 2018, it was, 1,270 range, from 1,155 to 1,270. And then in 2019, it jumped to 1,003. 2020, 1,005. 2021, not quite 2 million. 1,950. And 2021 ended up at 1,962 for the year. But then ever since then, the 2,250 range, basically. And then today, 2,475 year to date. So, okay, that's what's pending. That's year to date. Year to date. This is the first. I've been saying that for 27 years. The first time I thought of a dating service. Year to date. Data and economist. A statistician. Remember, go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com podcast, and you can find the link to see if you qualify, if you're a senior or if you're blind, there's some issues to forestall paying property taxes. We're going to have someone from the assessor's office on in October to focus on that and Prop 19. And I got a call from a listener who's talking about transferring the tax base primary residence, and I forgot about the $1 million exception. So, but you can go to my website. There's a link there. You pay for it. When I read in Texas, you got to pay 5% a year, so it adds up. But I don't know how long you could forestall it, property taxes in California. So we'll wait to hear on that. And there's also a link if you want to sign a petition to reopen State Street. If you want to keep State Street closed, you're winning. You got the majority of the city council keeping it closed. So for those of you who have a different opinion, you want to sign a petition to reopen State Street, RadioRealEstate.com podcast link there, and you could sign a petition. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with two architects and an engineer to discuss the 16th annual architect tours from the American Institute of Architects in Santa Barbara. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.